Lopez Obrador asked the Federal Election Tribunal to order a manual recount of the votes late Sunday, alleging widespread fraud. The move followed a massive rally Saturday by Lopez Obrador supporters who filled the streets of downtown Mexico City by the tens of thousands. They are angry that Felipe Calderon, the candidate of the ruling National Action Party, was declared the winner last week by Mexico's Federal Electoral Institute. Calderon won the vote count by just under a percentage point, less than 244,000 votes. Despite López Obrador's allegations of voter fraud, European Union election observers have said they found no significant irregularities. At a recent seminar at the Center for American Progress in Washington, Jorge Castaneda, a former minister of Mexico in the ruling party, said, "It is clear who won the July 2nd election."
I don't think there is any doubt, nor should there be any doubt, that the winner of the elections is Felipe Calderon. It is a settled question in the sense that the votes have been counted twice now already. The advantage for Calderon has been the same in the two votes.
Aside from the internal drama going on over the implications of an electoral fight, the biggest concern among participants at the seminar was how the incoming administration will work with the United States. All agreed that the United States has vital interests in Mexico. Moderator and senior policy director for the center, Dan Restrepo.
Take, for example, the more than 40 million Latinos who live in the United States, comprising more than 14% of the overall population, nearly two-thirds of whom trace their origins to Mexico. By 2040, the percentage of Hispanics in the United States will be more than 25%. Two of the top four U.S. oil suppliers, one of which is Mexico, are from Latin America. The United States' top two trading partners, including Mexico, are hemispheric neighbors.
And he adds that top two U.S. trading partner, one being Mexico, are hemispheric neighbors. There was also consensus among the experts that Mexico, except for the immigration issue, does not seem to be high on the agenda of the Bush administration. Arturo Valenzuela of Georgetown University in Washington argues the fundamental problem is that the United States does not think of Mexico strategically.
And it makes it very difficult for us then to think of our own interests with regard to Mexico. Instead of making a ledger, you know, all of the things that we need to do in order to pursue our interest in Mexico, we forget about that ledger entirely, and we look at how we could advance our own partial domestic kinds of interest in relationship with Mexico. And there is nothing clearer than the immigration debate to make that point.
U.S. lawmakers have been heatedly debating immigration reform. The Bush administration wants a new law that would include a guest worker proposal, under which millions of illegal immigrants would have an opportunity to pursue citizenship under certain conditions. The Bush proposal would also boost border security with U.S. troops. Armando Guzman, bureau chief of TV Azteca in Washington, underscored that point when describing a press conference held last week by President Bush in Chicago.
The press conference lasted more than an hour, and it was centered on foreign policy. And with all this supposed turmoil or questions not answered yet fully into the Mexican elections, do you know how many questions he got about this issue or Mexico itself? Zero. And so this makes me think about the way in which I'm asked every time that I'm in Mexico. People come to me and say, well, what do they say about us in Washington, huh? And I say, well, nothing, huh?
Meanwhile, opposition candidate López Obrador is calling for more street demonstrations in addition to his legal petitions. It appears the drama of the Mexican elections will go on for some time because the Federal Electoral Tribunal cannot declare a winner until all legal challenges are resolved. Under Mexican law, they are obligated to review the complaints but must declare a winner by September 6th. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Washington.